Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. Say Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year's. Can you believe it? Another year has come and gone, and it seemed like it's vastly going away. The Bible said our life is like a vapor. It only appeared for just a little while, and then it's gone. Well, we've had a lot of tragedy this year. A lot of loved ones have passed on. Health, sickness, Martha's in the nursing home. Seemed like everything just turns upside down. But anyhow, I'm thanking God that you've allowed me to come in your homes today by the means of radio to give you hope and give you encouragement. Let's go to this song right here. And this one said, when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you.
I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Clouds gather, or should the sky be blue? When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy all the blessings that you give. I know that you still love me, and Lord, I love you too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising you.
Yes, sir, when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. I thank you for all of you who have helped and supported this radio ministry. I've had a lot of people wrote me this week, and we've got a lot of cards. Ed, Mary Jo, good to hear from you. I hope that you are doing well. I hope you're looking for a prosperous and a blessed New Year's. And we've got a lot facing America today. Seemed like a lot of trouble, a lot of chaos all over the country. So we just got to lift our heads up and have faith in God. And I know there's something to believe in, and that something truly is Jesus Christ. So let's just lift our heads up, and regardless of what happens and what comes and goes, we're able to face it because the new year is coming on. I'm doing the broadcast here on a Thursday morning, and it's pouring the rain on the outside, but I hope that it's raining with God's love on the inside. Well, I want to do a song for you here, and this one says, I hope my Lord is truly satisfied with me. Let's give it a listen to and see what you think about it, okay? One glorious day, Jesus came and he made me whole. He spoke completely and satisfied my soul. Now as I face life's dark, stormy troubles, I wonder if he is satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he'd have it be. I come to that great eternity. His smile will say he is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied that it's sufficient for all men. I'm satisfied with his work on Calvary. But is my Lord fully satisfied with me? Lord, give me strength, give me courage, make me bold, that I might lead some lost soul into the fold. That I won't be unafraid of unbelief. If my Lord is fully satisfied with me, I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he has been. Say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou in to the joys of the Lord. I cannot say enough how much that you meant to me during this year, and I appreciate all of you. I hope that you're well in health and doing well. I trust today that you are. Martha's not doing any good at all, so you continue to pray for her and pray for all the people that we mentioned here on the broadcast. So we're going to go right now and do this song. And this one says, The Anchor Holds. And I'm so glad today that as we come to the end of this year, that the anchor still holds.
Through the cold, dark night, out on the ocean sea, battered, make her whole. In spite of the storm.
I refuse to be discouraged, to be sad, or even cry. I refuse to be downhearted, and here's my reason why. I have a God who's so mighty, He's sovereign and supreme. I have a God who loves me, and I'm on His team. He is all-wise and powerful. Jesus is His name. Through everything is changeable, my God still remains the same. My God knows all that's happening, beginning to the end. His presence is my comfort. You see, He's my dearest friend. When sickness comes to weaken me and bring me to my knees, I call upon this mighty God. Into His arms I flee. When circumstances threaten to rob me from my peace, He draws me close unto His breast, where all my striving cease. And when my heart melts within me and weakness takes control, He gathers me into His arms. He soothes me and my heart and soul. The great I Am is with me. My life is in His hands. The Son of God is my hope. It's in His strength I stand.
I refuse to be defeated. My eyes are on my God. He has promised to be with me as through this life I trod. I'm looking past all my circumstances to heaven's throne above. My prayers have reached the heart of God. I'm now resting in His love. I give God thanks in everything. My eyes are on His face. The battle's His, but the victory is mine. He'll help me as I run this race.
Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked His disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say that you're Elias. Others say you're Jeremiah or either one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Father, Your word to Your people honored. And all the people said, amen. You may be seated. I want to ask the question this morning, who is Jesus Christ? There's never been a man that ever changed the courses of history like this man. They say there's never been a man like Jesus Christ. Now, I'm a historian. I love history. I suppose that's really what connected me with biblical structures, because I love the history side of the Bible. I love to study the Bible. I love to know what the Bible is saying. I like to know who the character is, what the Bible is saying about the character, and the story that is behind what they're saying about the character of the Bible. I went down through some of the history books that I study, and I reach in and I get those things that some great men have said. I don't know about you, but I admire and appreciate those who have been here before me. I went to Duke University. I appreciate the men that I sat under because their life was built around what they had studied and learned, and then became willing to teach me about the things that they had learned, and I did learn from them. I listened very closely to everything they said, because they had been there, they had studied it, and I felt assured that they knew what they were talking about. And I respected their language because of who they were and what they had done to get to the place where they were. I read in one of the history books about Mr. Gorbachev. Now, Gorbachev was one of the Russian leaders several years back, as many of you know about him, but he was an atheist. Now keep that in mind. Mr. Gorbachev was an atheist. As a matter of fact, Russia was an atheistic nation. But Mr. Gorbachev was asked a question one day, and he said, "What is the answer for our world problems?" You see, they have their problems just like we do. Mr. Gorbachev, being the atheist, controlling an atheist nation, listen to what he said. "I don't know. Only Jesus Christ would know what our solution would be." Coming from an atheistic nation would make a statement like this. They went on to ask him the question, "Well, how are we going to feed and meet the need of all the hungry people?" Mr. Gorbachev answered again, "Only Jesus Christ could feed so many with such little." An atheist, controlling an atheist nation, would recognize that Jesus Christ was the only hope and the source of the world and also their people and the food and all of these things. It just doesn't seem real that an atheist leader would make a statement like that. Only Jesus has a solution. The Archbishop of Canterbury was asked the question, what do you mean? And what does it mean to be a Christian? Here was his answer. It is to be fully committed to Jesus Christ. Many religions point to God, but only Jesus Christ is the way to God. Only Jesus Christ is the way to God. This came from the Archbishop of Canterbury. What made Jesus so different? I mean, why was he so different? Am I to prove his difference? I went to the book of Genesis and I found this out. The Bible said in the very first verse of the Bible, in the beginning God. And if you come from chapter to chapter and from prophet to prophet and from messenger to messenger, every one of them was trying to prove who God was. They were trying to say, if God be God, then serve God. If Baal be God, then serve Baal. Every one of them was saying to me and you, here is who God is. And that's why Jesus Christ made such a great big difference. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 55, he startled and astonished the people in such a way that they were murmuring among themselves, and they said one to another, is this not the carpenter's son? They said about this man called Jesus, no man ever spoke like this man. Who is this man called Jesus, and what does the Bible say about him? What made him so much different? I mean, after all, he was only born over 2,000 years ago in a very poor family. His mother didn't even have a roof over her head, only a borrowed stable. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Is he no different than any other little baby? Yet it's a name that is known throughout the whole world and the universe. Who is this man called Jesus? I mean, what's his mission? Well, I went back to my history books again. And Mr. H.G. Wells said this. They asked the question, who left the greatest impression upon history? If one judges a person by the greatness and by the historical standards, Jesus Christ stands head and shoulders above them all. Who is this man called Jesus? Kenneth Scott made this statement. As the centuries have passed, the evidence is still accumulating. Is still accumulating. Jesus is the most influential life that was ever lived upon this planet. And that his influence appears to be mounting every day. Who is this man called Jesus? History books are written about him. Preachers have preached about him. More songs have been written about him. People talk about him everywhere. There's never been a man any greater than Jesus Christ. Mr. Renman made a statement, another great historian. He said Jesus was the greatest religious genius that ever lived. He is the most beautiful and is eternal. His reign shall never end. Jesus is ever respected. He's unique in every means. And nothing can be compared to him. Now notice the last line, which really just blessed my heart when I read it. All of history would be totally incomprehensible without Jesus Christ. The world was formed around him. The world was formed by him. I mean, Jesus Christ, the Creator. The Bible said he came to the world. And the world knew him not. He formed the world in the creation, the beginning of time. The Bible said he was the Word, the very Word of God incarnated in flesh. He came to a world that he created. He built a mountain that he would be crucified on. He grew the tree that he would hang upon. The greatest man that ever lived was Jesus Christ. And yet at his name, The mention of his name upset so many people. The name of Jesus has been the most upsetting word down through the pages of history. As a matter of fact, they're trying to change Christmas now, because Christmas begins with Christ. Have you thought about it? Christmas. Christmas begins with Christ. You take Christ out of Christmas, and you have no meaning for Christmas. Because the birth of Jesus Christ is what created the greatest, greatest celebrated day in all the world. Is the day of Christmas. The day that Jesus Christ was born. He went about doing good. He healed the sick. He opened the blinded eyes. He made the lame to leap with joy. And yet he upset the Christian world like no other person. Who is this man called Jesus? Why is it that all the great leaders, of all the great leaders of the world, Jesus became the person who irritated and caused people to become upset? It brings me to another question. Why is it that Buddha don't do that? Why is it that Muhammad don't do that? Why is it that Confucius don't do that? Why? These are gods. These are gods that other people are worshiping. Why do they not upset the world? Why do not they upset and irritate all the people? Why does Buddha and Muhammad and Confucius get by with what they're getting by with? I'll tell you why. They were man-made gods. But Jesus Christ was God Himself.
If your life has no meaning, the storms have taken their toll on you. With your vessel in many places, you don't know just what to do. Please come with me to the Potter's house and place your vessel into His hands. You'll be amazed at His ability when He molds you again.
We bring the lost, we bring the shut in, those that shut out from the house of God. We have been able to worship You in spirit and in truth, and we've truly felt Your presence this morning. We felt Your presence in the message, in the songs, and Lord, most of all, we felt like that we were our voice was getting out over into the airways where many people are hearing our voices today. And Lord, we're thankful for that. We're thankful that You gave us the ability and the knowledge and the know-how of how to get on the radio and project our voice, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're thankful for that this morning. We pray for the sick and the shut-in and the lost. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, Merry Christmas to you. I wish you a Happy New Year. Don't forget to pray for Patty and Barry. I'll be at the Pillar of Truth this morning preaching, and Brother Barry and Patty is having a terrible time. Martha's not having a good time at all. Many of you are sick. I hesitate mentioning our family and not mention your family. But anyhow, our prayers go out to you also. So I wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.